The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's not easy to run a business, and many have learnt it the hard way.
They have, haven't they? Especially in the maritime transportation industry. As other competitors like the aviation industry making the world even smaller, it is quite hard to convince clients that travelling by sea is the way to go.
But Transworld Group Singapore is proving all of that wrong. The company just recently celebrated their 20th anniversary, and it's not looking like they're going to slow down anytime soon.
Indeed. Transworld's chairman and CEO, Mahesh Shivaswamy, took a leap of faith and uprooted his whole family from Mumbai and relocated to Singapore back in 1999.
Yeah, and despite the tumultuous few years the global shipping sector has had, all seven business verticals of the Transworld Group, from ship owning to ship management, feeder services to linear shipping, logistics to inland terminals, they continue to thrive.
So what made him uproot his family and relocate to Singapore, and what is Transworld Group Singapore doing to stay relevant in this competitive transportation industry?
Let's ask him. Mahesh Shivaswamy, Chairman and CEO of Transworld Group Singapore, in the studio with us. Good morning, Mahesh, and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
So let's start off trying to understand Transworld Group Singapore for starters. Tell us a little bit about its business model.
Well, actually, it was, as you rightly said, in 99, we brought my family here, and I was always intended to be in the field of container shipping business, and was going around looking for what kind of a business, I mean, what would come up as an opportunity for us to be in. And took me about 6 months going around meeting various people in the industry. And eventually, early part of 2000, we managed to come up with a good contract, one of the top shipping companies of the world. And I always wanted to be in the container feeder industry.
Right.
Why was that out of intrigue? Because it's not something that kids say when they're younger, that I really want to be in the shipping industry. It's unusual. So why?
Well, my father was in the business of shipping. So when I relocated to Singapore, that has always been my dream to get into shipping. And so I was quite focused even at that time that I wanted our business to start and thrive in the container side of the shipping business here. So as I said, we managed to break in and get a good contract with Maersk Line, the world's biggest shipping company, to give them a feeder service, which we started off between Singapore to Bangladesh. And that was our very first one, which started off in February of 2000. And then they always wanted a network. They wanted us to, you know, keep growing. So we chartered a ship at that time. Mm. And that's how we went ahead. So it was with one string that we were operating for them. And then ever since, it's been growing.
What better place than Singapore, one of the busiest ports in the world?
Yeah.
If you think about it. Actually, I'm curious, Mahesh, how many ships does Transworld Group Singapore have right now?
We own 11 ships.
Okay.
And we operate 26 ships, actually. So these are all container feeder ships.
Right.
And all in the in the same route in the Bay of Bengal, covering Singapore, Malaysia, and Sri Lanka, Colombo. So these are the three transshipment hubs, actually, for Southeast Asia. We started off from Singapore, and then it so happens that in the very same year, in 2000, you know, I mean, if you remember, Maersk Line, they made a big news in terms of switching to this port in Pelapas. Mm. And we were just about starting business here, and our first customer was Maersk Line. And Maersk was asking whether we would be, you know, who would be really interested in coming into Pelapas. And we had no problems in putting our, you know, hand up and say, yes, we'll come to Pelapas and, you know, kind of service. And at that point in time, all the rest of the industry were in Singapore, you know, yeah. Most of them were in Singapore. Yeah. And so it was difficult for the other big feeders to also move out of Singapore. And so that made it a bit more easier for us at that point in time to begin. And that's how we started off, you know, I mean, we continued. They wanted us to give them a network of services eventually. So though it started off as just a Bangladesh, Pelapas, Singapore service, but it just progressed onwards on to the various Bay of Bengal in, you know, Calcutta, East Coast of India. And this is how we kept on progressing. They wanted us to keep on covering, give them many areas to cover. And we kept on doing that for them.
I'm curious, I wanted to ask about the current state of the shipping industry, because I'm just thinking about history a little bit. In 2008, when the Lehman Brothers crisis happened and, you know, financial markets were roiling everywhere, you know, the shipping industry did suffer. But you actually managed to turn that into a bit of an opportunity. And it seems to me that, you know, you did this with Belapass as well. It was like saying, well, we're smaller, we're more nimble. We can jump in and do something everyone else isn't doing. So what did you do after the financial crisis?
No, it was, in fact, our problems, I guess, started even earlier than the financial crisis. In 2007, it so happens that, you know, the biggest blow came to the company. And it was that we were dependent very heavily on this one particular shipping line. In 2007, they came up with a kind of a tender. And eventually, Orient Express Lines lost the tender, and the entire contract went to their own feeder arm, which is MCC, and we had to move out of Belapass and come back in full swing to Singapore in 2007. So our problems started off at that time, even before the Lehman Brothers crisis, actually. But, you know, sometimes when you're pushed to the corner is when you realize that, you know, you look for possible opportunities. And, you know, for the space that we were unable to fill up after we lost that big contract, which actually gave us a revenue of more than 80% of the company's, you know, revenue and retention. And when we lost it, it was important for us to see how we were going to fill up this empty space on the ships. And this, in fact, gave birth to our liner side of the shipping called BLPL Shipping. I went about with a bold idea saying, yes, I needed to buy 300 containers. You know, these shipping containers? This is what I did. So we ordered 300 containers in China. I had them, moved out of China, particularly to fill up the space on our ships. And there was no looking back, because that 300 containers, by the end of that year, though we wanted to focus only on the Bangladesh or the areas where we were actually running our services, it just so happens that the markets kept growing and we started increasing the volumes. I mean, in terms of inventory, it kept growing. We started off with 300, and then by the end of that year, we had about 1,500 containers.
Wow.
And then it just continued growing. Asia is a huge market, and it just kept on growing. And today, as we speak, we have 35,000 containers, which started off at 300. It's just today 35,000
wow.
containers.
Fantastic.
And servicing the whole of Asia, actually. Yeah. You know, I mean, when I say that, it's the North Asia, Southeast Asia, India subcontinent, the Middle East, and up to the east of Africa. This is our region where we, you know, kind of operate.
I find quite interesting, at Transworld Group Singapore, you have 7 business verticals. Could you tell us a little bit more about them?
So as I said earlier, that we started off with the feedering side of the business under the brand Orient Express Lines. And then as we went forward, which is actually 20 years old, Orient Express Lines is actually 20 years old, and so is the group, Transworld Group Singapore, and which was also the reason for our celebration. From the chartering of ships that we were doing, we realized that it would be a good idea to get into ship owning as well. And then in 2002, we bought our first vessel under the Singapore flag. And that keeps growing, like I said, earlier. And from there, there was also an opportunity where we got into the logistics side of the business, which actually came about from BLPL's liner arm, which was actually a vertical under BLPL. Called Global Logistics Solution. And, you know, it reached a threshold where we found that it was important to create a new company. In about 2 years, the business was building so much. And so we created Transworld GLS. That was the name that we gave. And we started off here in Singapore and in Malaysia. These are the two places where we were operating our own offices, actually. By this time, with the growth of BLPL and that of OEL, We realized that we needed to identify important economies in Asia, and therefore we opened our own offices, which were earlier served to us by outside agents. Mm. So we didn't want to, you know, do that, and we felt it was important that we had our own offices operate in all these locations. And therefore we started off from the Singapore and Malaysia. We got into the southern part of China. We got into Vietnam. We have 2 offices in Vietnam, Haiphong and Ho Chi Minh. Then into Thailand, and then into Indonesia, we've got 3 offices. Malaysia, we've got 3 offices. Myanmar has been an amazing market. It's a sunrise for Asia. There, again, we've been there for a long time.
Yep.
Then, of course, Sri Lanka, we opened our office. And then India, we bought over our own, and it was a direct FDI from here. And that became, we have about 25 offices in India. So that made us very strong economies of Asia. The latest being that we are just about opening our office in the Middle East, in Dubai. And that's going to happen later this month.
Oh, congratulations on that. It's a lovely Asia growth story, isn't it? But I found it quite interesting earlier. You said that you stretch as far as East Africa. And that sort of prompted me to think about the problem of piracy. Yeah. And I've always been intrigued, how do businesses in your field cope with piracy on a day-to-day? And has it got any worse? I mean, there was a movie about this within the last 5 years. So it certainly came to the fore for a lot of people.
It's quite sad, actually, this piracy problem one faces in the industry. But actually, for us, again, we have basically avoided this part of the piracy areas, especially. We have remained in the Bay of Bengal area, which is much less. There's hardly nothing much there, actually. So we've put our assets are in terms of our ships, all of them in the Bay of Bengal region.
Have you consciously done that? Would you avoid areas that are subject
really
to piracy?
Not really. Actually, it's not exactly that way. We've not taken a conscious decision like that. But we were seeing ourselves growing very strong in the India subcontinent. And then it's a Singapore company. So the entire Southeast Asia was where our strong points were. And then we kept on adding our ships into these areas as well, which is a little much less risky in terms of pirates than in the, on the West Coast, West Coast into the Arabian Gulf and things. But we do cover, time to time we do cover. But then, of course, we also have the Protection and Indemnity Club supporting us. The necessary things that we need to make sure that our crew are safe and our ships are safe, we do take care. We have our own ship management company here called Providence Ship Management, which is entirely taking care of all our need and requirement, both in terms of technical as well as crewing and any such probabilities in our business.
We see ports in the US at one point having container ship overcrowding. For you over at Transworld Group Singapore, what are you doing to prepare or deal with this economic slowdown?
Well, economic slowdown is largely between China and America, actually. See, it so happens that, like I said, we've been focusing on economies, the stronger economies within Asia. Mm-hmm. I would assume that China, being the factory of manufacturing to the world, I mean, may lose to some extent. And that production centers could move into these stronger economies, in my view, in Asia, as in Myanmar and Vietnam and, Indonesia, Malaysia. These are all very strong economies and growing, maybe even India. In the area that we are focused in, Transworld Group Singapore is focused in, I think the economies continue growing.
We see
if anything, do you think they're benefiting from,
Exactly. In fact, we are seeing a lot more cargoes coming out from these locations. I think this problem is more to do with the bigger shipping companies who do the east-west trade, with the larger ships going into the US and China.
Okay.
So as a company, I think we are fairly protected.
We've been speaking with Mahesh Sivaswamy, the chairman and CEO of Transworld Group Singapore. Thank you so much for taking the time to come by today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.